We're here on ESPN Radio with PGA Tour winner Stephen Fisk. Stephen, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations on the win last week in Jackson. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Just kind of hanging out at home and enjoying the wins.
I want to start with a quote you gave me in April of 2024 when you got your PGA Tour card. You said, "It's not something that I feel like I've been ready for in the past." I actually spoke to my wife and family towards the end of last season, saying if I were to have a great finish in 2023, maybe getting on the PGA Tour is not something I was ready for. And now I feel like it's something that I'm ready to do. A year and a half later, you're now a PGA Tour winner. If there was any bit of uncertainty left, is it gone?
Yeah, certainly. I think at the time when I gave you that quote, and when I talked to them towards the end of the 23 season, it was kind of a feeling I had that I wasn't done maturing in my career and kind of how I go about my business, and just kind of that gut feeling that I knew that there was more work to be done, so that when I did get to the PGA Tour, I'd be ready.
And that maturing over the last year, how pleased are you with that?
Yeah, definitely. I got married at the beginning of 24. So that was a personal milestone that, comes with another level of maturity. And then, I on the golf course, I had not only did I win in Savannah, but I had some other opportunities to win that I feel like can kind of build up your character as a player and increase your confidence.
That back nine on Sunday last week in Jackson, so impressive going out in 31 to close out a final round 64. At what point, if at all, did you feel like, you know what, this is mine and I'm going to go take it?
I kind of felt like that going into the day on Sunday. I know Garrick had a 2-shot lead and he'd been playing great, and honestly he played really, really well on Sunday too. I just went in with a mindset that, it didn't matter what shots I hit on Sunday, I was going to find a way to get the ball in the hole and lift that trophy.
The ball striking for you seems like it's been in a great spot all season to some degree. The putting, I want to get your take on that. It appeared to be maybe the one thing holding you back. What changed on the greens there at the Sanderson?
Just a little bit of a mindset change. I actually used a different putter on Thursday. I tried like a counterbalance jailbird, and I'd been working on it at home for a week and a half probably before we went to Jackson, and I was fully committed to giving it a fair try. And then I went out Thursday and did not putt very well, so I went back to old trusty that, after putting it in timeout, it seemed to come back to life a bit.
In your putting, is that really it? Is there something you've been working on this season at all?
Yeah, I putted really well for pretty much the whole season last season, and somewhere in that break from the Korn Ferry finish in early October, and then not playing a lot of golf until competitive golf until January. Something just kind of got off and slipped up a little bit. Truthfully, I haven't had a good year on the greens, and it's bothered me endlessly trying to figure it out and trying different putters or different feelings to try and find a something familiar from my past that kind of clicks. And ultimately, last week in Jackson, I just had a mindset kind of switch, and I'd gotten so focused on my stroke and my setup and, trying to make everything almost too perfect. And all I did in Jackson, I was just target focused. I was aiming where I needed to aim, looking at the hole, exactly where I wanted the ball to enter the hole, and hitting the putt. I like to say that I actually put a little sight dot on my ball that I kind of fixate on with my eyes, and I've noticed over this season that I would watch the putter go back and try and be really perfect with that backstroke. And last week I especially over the weekend. I don't think I watched that backstroke one time. I was only worried about where that ball needed to go.
When you look at your rookie season on the PGA Tour, and maybe the difference in grass is the same on Korn Ferry Tour, but when you go from California, the POA in California, to the heavy Bermuda in Florida and Texas, and then maybe a little bit more bent in the summertime, how tough is it to adjust to that during the year?
Yeah, it's definitely something we're used to, traveling all over, but it's not preferred, I guess, if you wanted to look at it that way. It's definitely something that, sometimes you're on some grainier stuff, sometimes you've got some of that poana, and the ball can kind of do whatever it wants. But it's definitely a bit of a learning process to try and, figure out the greens each week and get comfortable.
You said after the win that your dad and maybe even the late and powerful Grayson Murray, they might have nudged a couple putts in there on Sunday, and that they'd be proud of the way you carried yourself. And I lost my own dad a few years ago, so that line, Stephen, really struck with me. When you think about that connection, feeling him out there with you, how does that shape the way you play and carry yourself now?
Yeah, there were really just a couple of moments that, my mind wandered and started thinking about my dad. And I think it was walking off the 10th tee box and then again on the 18th green before I hit that birdie putt. And truthfully, he would rather have it to where I'm not thinking about him at all. He'd rather me be out there focused and trying to go about my work. But it's certainly a very, it's a very, it could be a very heavy feeling. Be very emotional. Nobody did more for me as a kid, as an adult, throughout my entire career to get me to this point. And I wish he'd be here to kind of, share this moment together. But as I said in another interview or two, I think he felt like this day would happen. I think he really believed that his boy would be a PGA Tour winner one day.
That's incredible, Stephen. Did it push aside what was maybe going on, or were you feeling, man, I'm going into the back nine on Sunday, an opportunity to win my first PGA Tour event. What would it be like if Dad was here? Was that kind of the feeling?
Yeah, it was definitely the feeling of okay, we're starting the back nine here and I've got a legitimate opportunity to win today. As far as my dad, I think I lost him in late April and the next couple months were tough. There was a ton of travel. I went right back on the road because I didn't know what else to do with myself, and he would have wanted me to keep playing as much as I could. But at the same time, they say time heals all wounds. And I think after the Wyndham, we had a little over a month off. And I think I kind of started to feel like myself a bit again, to the point that it wasn't, it's not sad to think about him. It's more happy. You think about all the good stuff and, you just miss him a little bit. But, I know he'd be real proud of me and he loved the journey, so this was pretty cool.
Sound like an unbelievable golf guy.
Yeah, he was a nut, man. I mean, him and his buddies were always talking about me and following along, and we did a lot of it together. And he, as I got older, not that he wasn't involved in any way, but he backed off a little bit, once I got out on tour and let me go learn it on my own and mature on my own a bit and support me in any way that he could while still allowing me that space to go be my own man and mature.
Thank you for sharing that, Stephen. I really appreciate your insight on that and the way you view it, because I'm always looking for help on the way I should look at it as well. But moving on, what's the most important lesson you learned in your first year on tour, and maybe one that you would share with future generations?
I think the biggest learning experience would just be the quality of player on the PGA Tour is so high. And there were weeks where, Maybe I didn't have my best stuff and missed the cut by one or two kind of early or midway through the season. And, I'd think back, like, man, if I played like that on the Korn Ferry Tour, I feel like I'd be, inside the cut line for sure and have an opportunity to move up on the weekend. But the guys out on tour are so good, and there's it's the fields are just so deep. And I think that was, I don't want to say difficult to come to terms with, but almost motivating. Like, hey, like I can't, you can't show up any week on the PGA Tour not ready to go. And I think that's very important to show up fresh and show up mentally ready, physically ready to go compete.
Has your practice routine changed at all from your Korn Ferry Tour days, your college days to now?
I wasn't in a lot of the pro-ams throughout this season, so that meant I couldn't really get on the golf course on Wednesdays. So that would change the way Mondays and Tuesdays looked a good bit. As far as practice at home, to be quite honest, I probably practice less at home than most people would think. The tour life's a bit of a grind, and I don't have the most energy than out there. So I'll come home and, if I've got 2 weeks off, I might take 5 days, just kind of chill for a little bit, spend some time at home with my wife or, do something other than golf. And just kind of that way, when I go back into it, I'm ready, I'm fresh. I'm ready to put in some quality work that, can keep building my game up to a point that can contend.
We talked a lot last year about your work with the great Justin Parsons. Was there looking from that time about a year and a half ago to now in that transition to the PGA Tour, is there any one thing or a lesson that y'all have had, a session that really sticks out to you where, I don't want to say changed your game, but was very beneficial for this season for you on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think JP and I's goal with my golf swing was to always get it to a point where I could maintain it pretty much on my own. And we've gotten to a point that he's there if I need him, if we need to work on something, if something's off and I can't quite figure it out. But I was always self-taught, and he really kind of led me in the right direction and brought me along through that process of some swing changes and some setup changes that I needed to make based off of some past injuries and longevity of my career from getting hurt again. And he's been there, he's been there anytime I've needed him to kind of give me a nudge back on the tracks. But it's been a great relationship, and I think and I hope this is only the beginning of some more great golf.
The injury that you sustained, I don't want to talk about injuries, but was that the wrist or hand injury that you had about 2 years ago?
Yeah, so I actually it was a little longer ago than that. It
Okay.
actually was my last semester in college. I had some tendon pain from what's called the carpal bos in the back of my left hand, just above the wrist. And there was almost like a bone growth there on the back of my hand that the tendons would roll and pop over and constantly be inflamed. And I played hurt to finish my college career. Played hurt through the summer to try and make the Walker Cup team, and then tried to go to Q school, hurt, didn't work out, ended up having to do surgery towards the beginning of 2020, and came back from surgery, didn't make any swing changes, and got a little bit of a fracture in one of those hands, sorry, one of those bones in the back of the hand. And I went and saw JP for the first time, and he told me, he was like, hey, guys that look like this at Impact don't play for very long. Especially you've already been injured. You're young. You're only 22, 23 years old. I don't like looking at this. This is bad news if you want a long career. So, I committed to making some changes after a little bit of stubbornness, thinking I could do it my own way. But I went back, and we've been working on it ever since to try and make it as good as it can be.
And it's been pain-free since.
Yeah, funny enough, It's a genetic thing that I got from my dad. So he had them really bad, but he didn't play as much golf. So if you work with your hands, it can definitely flare up. And I've got one on my right hand too, but I maintain that one pretty well to the point that it's not a big deal. Just kind of put some maintenance on it, a little heat, a little ice here and there, and we're fine.
That's Stephen Fisk. Stephen, thanks for the time today. Will we see you in Utah in a few weeks?
I'll be there.
Good deal.